produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World. Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Stars fill the night. That's when I'm gonna stand up, take my
peace. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Anchored Ruby. My name is Crystal Swass. I am a master practitioner in neurolinguistics programming, master life and success coach, the author of The Truth About Lemonade, and your host, teaching you how to break through bondage in truth and how to be anchored in purpose, promise, and prosperity. On our last episode, we discussed the importance of dusting the sand off of your feet and handing your sandals over to God. What does that mean? That means that you're surrendering over whatever it is that you're going through in order for God to work in your life. If you haven't heard our past episodes, I would love for you to take a listen. But today I want to talk about moving forward. One of my favorite scriptures that has been so relevant in my life is Ezekiel 13:14. And Ezekiel 13:14, it essentially says that I will tear down the walls that you've plastered over, right down to the foundation. And as you stand in the dust and the midst of the chaos, you will know that I am Lord. So now, I recently had to move. I know we've all had an opportunity in our life where we had to move from place to place, right? What stuff have you claimed as sentimental that you need to let go of? Moving is exhausting. It's almost never ending when you're packing. I've had to pack and unpack so many times in my life. And it makes you wonder, like, where did we collect all of this stuff? How often do we feel weighed down by the things that we're carrying that we refuse to surrender? Emotional wounds and baggage that we've boxed up and moved from place to place? We refuse to let go of these things because we feel like if we let go of those things, that we're essentially letting go of the memory that's behind it. We're tossing away the memory. That's not at all the case. Sometimes God is calling us to let go of the things that are weighing us down. Right? But we just feel like we need to carry that wherever we go for whatever reason. Maybe it's baggage that we've kept and it's wounds that we're holding on to, right? Maybe it's revenge or unforgiveness. And for whatever reason, we feel like we have to carry that from place to place as a form of punishment, maybe self-punishment. Maybe it's a memory that has created part of your identity. Or maybe a wound that plays a role in who you are, who you think that you are. Who would you be if that wound was healed? Well, what if you surrendered the anxiety and the depression that you carry around your whole life? Could you no longer say, I have anxiety or I am depressed? No, your identity changes. So God wants to make us into a new creation. He wants to tear down the walls that we've plastered over, that we paint upon, that we hide behind, in order to create us into something new. And sometimes, in order to create something new, a new thing, old things have to be thrown out. Old things need to be torn down. He wants to give us a new thing. He wants to give us a new beginning. And sometimes a new beginning has to end with something else, right? In order to step into that new place, old things must be tossed away. So, God actually gave me a metaphor. He said, imagine moving into a new home where the old tenants have left their old junk. How comfortable would you actually feel in their filth, right? When we're moving into new relationships or a new season in our life, how would you feel if that person was carrying their own baggage and their own filth into this relationship? Would you feel comfortable moving into that place? No. And the same with somebody else coming into your life or into your home. You want that place to be clean. That's essentially what God is doing within us. He is cleaning us out, right? Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be clean from the inside out. But in order to do that, we have to have our walls torn down right to the very foundation that they were once built upon. Now, what happens when a building is demolished or the walls are torn down, right? It's dusty. If you remember 9/11 many years ago, New York City was covered in the dust and the debris from the buildings that had collapsed. And it took a very long time for that dust to clear. When we're standing in a fog or in a dust and we cannot see clearly, we cannot see what's going on around us. Many of us feel that way in our lives, but it's because God is moving in our lives, right? He's shaking things up. It's kind of like living in a snow globe. On the inside of a snow globe, when things are getting shaken up, if you're inside that snow globe, it feels like chaos. You cannot see what's going on around you. But God sees from the outside of the snow globe, right? He sees beauty that we cannot see in the moment. But once the dust clears, once he's done tearing down those walls that we've tried to hide behind, he has a firm foundation now to build something new. And it's in that dust and that dirt that we will know that he is God, because only God could tear those things down. So how can you move comfortably into the heart of a person that God has for you if they haven't surrendered their junk and their box of wounds? And the same goes for you. How can anyone move comfortably in your heart if you refuse to let go of the things that you've hidden in those boxes or cleaned out that dirt? How can they move into your life if you're still hiding behind walls and painting upon them, acting as if they don't exist? It's always going to end up being a toxic environment if none of the cleaning is done. And sometimes we're forced to move, right? God doesn't want us to stay stagnant in the place that we're at. Stagnant water only grows toxic. It's never in stagnant water where there's cleansing that happens. It's only toxicity. So sometimes we're forced to move, and in that moving, God wants us to dig through the old junk that we've hidden away. So when I was moving, I didn't realize how much stuff that I actually had. I threw out bags and bags and bags of things that I thought held sentimental value to me. And looking back, those things, I haven't even thought about them once I threw them out, right? But in order to move into a new season, into a new home, into a new place that God is calling us to, we have to make room for the blessings that he has for us. He no longer wants us to identify with that baggage or with those wounds that we've held on to. A lot of us are creating our identities around things that have happened to us unconsciously when we were younger, when we were kids. A lot of us are creating our identities around wounds from other people or illness, right? Many of us say, I am depressed. Well, that doesn't define who you are. You may deal with sadness or depression, but that doesn't define who you are. That's not who God called you to be. Sometimes we have to pack up our baggage alone, right? there have been many a times where I've moved from one home to another, and I didn't have anybody to help me pack those things up. And the more I packed, the more I had to pack, right? And the older that you get, the more stuff that you have. It's the same as going from relationship to relationship. The older that you are, and the more wounds that you have that you refuse to allow God to heal, the more baggage that you're bringing into that relationship. And so ultimately, it's going to be a toxic and very chaotic and stuffy relationship, right? You're going to have wounds on wounds on wounds because there's baggage and boxes that you haven't unpacked. Many times, God wants us to just get rid of it. He wants to clear us out, right? We're holding on to memories and things that represent a memory, not realizing that that memory doesn't go away because we get rid of the stuff, right? Forgiveness, when we forgive somebody who has hurt us, it doesn't mean that wound didn't happen. It doesn't mean that hurt wasn't there. It's just allowing us to heal. God wants us to heal, and He wants us to forgive so that we can actually move forward in our lives and be blessed with the things that He has for us. And sometimes we have to do that alone, but not necessarily alone, because God is with us and He wants to help us unpack so that we can move into the season that He's called us to move. It can be painful and exhausting. A lot of times we will take our stuff and we will stuff it behind a closet door, right? We will build up walls so that we can't see these things anymore. But at the end of the day, when God calls us to move, we have to move. And we have to deal with those things anyway, right? Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Do not call to mind the former things or consider the things of the past. Behold, I am going to do something new." But how can God give you anything? How can you hold anything in your hands that is new when your hands are full of the old things? And maybe it's old wounds. Maybe it's regrets or mistakes that you've made. God wants you to lay that down at the cross, right? He wants you to let go of those things. Those things do not define you. Now, there are things that are that happened to us in our childhood, in our unconscious mind, that have planted seeds that have grown roots. A lot of times those things can be traumatic, and we don't recognize that those are things that are affecting our day to day. Those are the things that are keeping us bound and chained and keeping us from moving forward. They become limited beliefs. They become limited ideas of who we are. And it isn't until we turn around and we unpack that baggage that we're set free and we can move forward. And the ultimate person that can help us is Jesus to unpack those things, right? So what are you doing to unpack? How are you stepping into your season of blessings? Are you carrying around a weight that's kind of weighing you down? Is it keeping you from having healthy relationships? You know, sometimes we carry around resentment from relationship to relationship. And I'm not talking just about personal romantic relationships. I'm talking about wounds from friendships or wounds from families or wounds from co-workers or bosses or church hurt. Like, how are you moving forward if you're continuing to carry those things around? Isn't that weight heavy on you? Don't you want to move forward? Don't you want to feel light? A bird that's weighted down cannot fly. Imagine being thrown in the sea with a cinder block tied to your feet. You cannot rise to the surface when you are held down by the weight of the things that you are refusing to let go of. Why are you holding on to this? I often say to my clients that we are comfortable in chaos, right? And not because chaos is comfortable. It's not. It's just what we know. So in my personal past, I found comfort in chaos, and when there was peace, I disturbed the peace because peace felt foreign to me because I had unhealed wounds. So if there was peace, I would stir up chaos. I would stir up conflict. I would look for something to be wrong. Why? Because I had all this baggage that I'm trying to carry into this new relationship, and it just wasn't working. At some point, We have to allow God to tear down the walls that we plaster upon right to the very foundation that they were built upon. And as we stand in confusion and in the fog and in the dust and in the mess of that, it is then that we will know that He is Lord. And He does that because He wants to build us up into something better, right? Sometimes those walls that we're building up are walls of pride. And it's our pride that is hiding the things that we're our baggage that's behind the closet and in the boxes. How can you unpack anything if you refuse to let it go? If you refuse to face those things, it's not going to be comfortable going through the mess. And the first step is to allow God to knock down the wall of pride. Pride comes before the fall, but those who are humble will be raised in His right hand. And so what I have found is that when you decide to lay that box of pride and have that wall torn down, everything else falls into place, right? God removes the pain and the junk because now we're able to recognize, I have to move forward. I have to unpack these boxes. God doesn't want us to stay stagnant in our lives, and neither should you. You should want to be continuously moving forward because, once again, stagnant water only grows toxic. When we are going in circles and we're not moving forward on the path that God has laid for us, we will get nowhere. Moses traveled through the desert for 40 years in circles. Is that what you're doing in your life? I've done it. And the more that you travel in circles, the more baggage that you pack, right? Because you're moving to nowhere. You're taking trips to nowhere. So what are you going to do to allow God to create a new place for you? Jesus says, I will go before you and set a new place for you. He's creating a place for you. He's answering prayers that you haven't even prayed. And the reason why you're not getting to that new place is because you're refusing to get rid of the baggage so that you can step forward into the door that's been opened for you. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way through to the Father is through me. He is the doorway, and the door is open for you. And He wants to release you of the burdens that you carry. But how can He do that if you're refusing to do that? So when I coach my clients, the first thing I say is, everywhere you go, there you are. I used to have a boss that would say this, and I was very young when he was my boss, and I never understood that metaphor until I got older and I started doing coaching. Everywhere you go, there you are. And oftentimes people think that they're unhappy because of their marriage or the relationship that they're in. So they hop from marriage to marriage or relationship to relationship, encountering the same problems. They move from home to home thinking that it was the home that they were once in that caused the unhappiness. They switch from job to job thinking that it's the job that is causing the unrest or the unhappiness or the anxiety or the depression. But everywhere you go, there you are. So if you refuse to unpack that baggage, it doesn't matter what home you move to, you're still going to have a mess. It doesn't matter what relationship you end up in, it's still going to be the same. You're still going to encounter the same trials, the same struggles, the same arguments. Why? Because you're carrying your boxes with you. And God doesn't want you to step into a new season, into a new home, into a new place that He's prepared for you with the old things. The enemy wants to weigh you down. The enemy wants you to believe that you need these boxes in order to know who you are. You need these wounds. You need this unforgiveness. You need that bitterness and that resentment and that hurt and that pain. But you don't. That's what's weighing you down. Let go of the backpack. Drop the boxes. Step into the season that God has for you. Because what He has for you cannot be compared to what you're leaving behind. Well, many of us have, we have boxes that we refuse to face, right? There are things that are super painful. And maybe it's abuse or maybe it's mistakes that we've made in the past. Maybe we feel like we're undeserving of even unpacking those things. And we feel like we have to carry that weight around. Maybe we feel like we deserve to be weighed down by that. But Jesus took up the cross for a reason. He gave us freedom when he took up that cross. And whatever it is that you're carrying around, he wants you to lay it at his feet. He will literally sit on the floor with you and help you unpack those boxes. Do not call to mind the former things. Do not look back when he tells you to walk away from something. If he tells you to unpack that box and leave it, there's a reason. He has the place that he is taking you, that box cannot go. Those wounds do not belong there. He's calling you to freedom. He wants to deliver you from the weight that you've been carrying. He wants to create a new place for you and create in you a new creation. You cannot move forward when you continue to build walls and hide things behind them, painting over them to make them look pretty, because eventually God is going to call you to move. We are merely walking through this life into our eternal home. We're never going to stay in one place. And everywhere you go, there you are. So what are you viewing as sentimental? What stuff have you claimed as sentimental that needs to be let go of? What stuff are you carrying around and moving every time you move that is causing exhaustion when you need to lay down at the feet of Jesus? It's so important to go through those boxes. It's so important to throw away the things that have caused you to feel anxiety and depression, right? Because God is calling us to be free in Him and move in peace. As always, I like to end each episode by praying for each and every person that is listening today. I know that we all have baggage that we have to unpack. There are things that walls that we hide behind and things that we don't want to face. Things that we carry around day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, move after move. But everywhere you go, there you are. And God wants to create in you a new creation. Those things that once created your identity no longer are who you are. God wants to make you new in Christ. He has a place prepared just for you, and he has doors opening. And so I pray today, Father, for each and every single person listening to this podcast today. I pray that you renew their spirit, Father God, that you give them the courage to face the things that they have left packed up in boxes and hidden behind walls, Father, for nobody else to see. But you see the things that we hide, Father God. We can plaster over the walls. We can paint them and make them pretty. And though on the outside, many people wouldn't know what's behind those walls, but you see all things, Father God. I pray that you give each and every person the courage to know who they are in you, Father God, to unpack those things and leave them at your feet, Father, so that they can move to a new season and walk through doors that you have for them with grace and freedom, Father. We know that birds cannot fly that are being held down, Father God. And I know that everywhere you go, there you are, Father. And I pray that each and every person here understands that in you, they are made new. That wounds are healed, mistakes are forgiven, Father God. And that paths are laid before them, Father. I pray that if there's somebody listening here that doesn't know you, Father God, that you make yourself known to them, Father. That you speak to their heart and give them ears to hear and eyes to see, Father God. I pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't given your life to Christ or you're looking to find that peace, feel free to find me on Facebook at Crystal Swass or on Instagram at Crystal Swass. If you're wanting more information about my coaching programs or how to break through to your breakthrough, you can find me at www.crystalswass.com. A special thank you to River of Heaven Radio Network for allowing us to have this show to speak truth to the nations and help you remember that you were created with purpose, on purpose, and for purpose.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.